DJ Dista, KRS-One,
Kenny Hodge.
Yo, watch this.
Yo, watch this.
Spiritual minded, the universe is all me. I buy things, but I'd rather get them for free.
Free.
Free, carefree, living life carefree. House free, car free, clothes on me, all free.
It's all free.
HD, black screens, all free. Panasonic CDJs, all free. Shaw microphones to the home, all free. Nike put the fly Air Forces on me, all free. My phone
free, 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 free.
Man, I couldn't make my mind up, so I ordered all free, let me see. Which would you rather have, something for free or something steady taking all your cash? Make it last. You got a family, you need your cash. The hood is trying to stretch and make it last. See, I don't know what type of hood these other rappers be at. The hood ain't in the spending, they looking for where to pray at.
Good morning. This is that guy, Brands President, Columbus, Ohio, Kenny Hodge. Having a little bit of fun on the podcast this morning. Hey, listen, we got to learn to lighten up just a little bit. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit. Hey, today's podcast today is just about just things in general. We don't need a contract for what I'm going to talk about today. We don't need the Kim. The M, just about some personal things that we can do to each other to help improve our quality of work life. And a lot of times you hear me saying quality of work life, but I believe our quality of work life working in Columbus, Ohio, is not anywhere near close to what it could be. But in order for that to happen, even as mill handlers, we got to make some changes in some of the things that we do also. And the only change that I would ask mill handlers to make is let's make a commitment that we are going to be a contract compliance office. In other words, an office that stays in compliance with our national agreement. And let me tell you something. It's not very hard to do that. We just need personnel who have the tenacity or who have the real, I mean, I do mean what I say, who have the real commitment to representing members of the craft. And when I say real commitment, I mean every case should be treated as if it's the only case. I mean, we should be doing better research, presenting better arguments. And let me say, when I say we should be, no, I do not have the magic answer, but I have the potion. Yeah, I'm gonna get it started. How do we make everyone else better? We get better ourselves, and then we go into continual training. And when I say continual training, I'm talking something as simple as a podcast. I'm talking something as simple as local president, maybe I get all the branch presidents on a conference call, and we just talk about things. What's going on in your office? What's going on in your office? Okay, well, how are you winning that grievance over there? And again, I know it may be happening now. I'm not saying it don't. But it's not going to happen with the intensity that Kenny Hodge is going to bring to that. And I don't want to scare anybody off when I use action verbs like intensity. No, I'm just saying I have a sincere commitment to improving Local 304. I believe I have the skill set that's going to allow that to happen. Now, as we start to put things into play, there's going to be decisions people have to make. Do you want a union that's committed to adhering to our national agreement, being in compliance with our national agreement, keeping our members informed, or do you want what you currently have? And I got to tell you, I want more. I want to give you more. But if you're satisfied, then that's where you stay. Does it make me bad or you good and me, you know, none of that matters. All I'm saying is I am simply going to present to you an alternative solution to the problem that we now have. Because yes, our union, our union could use some upgrading. And when I speak of upgrading, again, I'm sorry if, and I don't mean to disrespect anyone, but I just believe as the head of the organization goes, so goes the organization. I think once I'm in office and I constantly provide that motivation, I'll make our arbitrators, or well, excuse me, our pre-arbitrators in 304, I'll make them want to study more. I'll make them want to put on a better presentation for our members. And listen, I never said you weren't doing it now. I just said we'll do it better. So everybody, please listen to what it is I'm trying to say, and let's not be quick to anger because it is popular not to like Kenny Hodges. And I'm going to tell you, all I'm offering is years of experience, the tenacity, the never quit spirit that I want to bring and give all that to the members of Local 304 as I lead the local. As I've told you before, I got a nice little recording set up here, so you're going to hear from me quite often. I try to keep the messages short, but and I try to put substance out there. I know there are some who think that if I feed you and entertain you, then that will replace providing solid leadership. Well, I mean, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I guarantee you, in addition to the food and the other entertainment, whatever that might be, I'm going to bring to this position, solid leadership is going to be utmost. That's going to be top priority. So we'll have solid leadership, food, and entertainment. Hey, that's Kenny Hodges. Again, I just want to always let you know that I'm always going to be campaigning. I'm always going to be reminding you. I'm always going to be showing you that I am the candidate that you want to put your faith, not your faith, I'm sorry, put your trust in to do greater things in Local 304. This is that guy.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all